people who were not around for the Blizzard of 78 who say, what could be the big deal? It was a big deal.
We had 25 to 50 inches of snow, terrible, terrible destructive tides, winds which blew up to 75 to 100 miles an hour. We can't even imagine what it's like now.
You say the words Blizzard of 78 anywhere in eastern Massachusetts, and even 35 years later, you hear the stories. Fans at the Beanpot Hockey Tournament stranded at Boston Garden. Thousands of cars and trucks buried in snow up and down Route 128. Hundreds of homes along beaches evacuated and later broken to pieces by the sea. Nightside's Dan Ray was working on the TV side of WBZ that February 6th.
I remember most that it was a surprise. We had had a big snowstorm about 2 weeks before, and all of a sudden we were told it was going to be a pretty big snowstorm. It was Monday, and we were told to come into work a little early, and I remember the snow kept piling up.
Dan says he stayed at a nearby hotel that night, and after he arrived, got a call saying Jack Chase could not make it in.
I got up on about 1 hour sleep, walked from the hotel at the height of the storm, thought I was going to die.
He says he'll never forget that quarter-mile walk.
I thought to myself, am I going in the right direction? You couldn't see more than 15 or 20 feet in front of you, and you were looking for landmarks.
WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Barry Burbank remembers the forecast that day.
It was going to be snowing early that morning. However, that morning it was not snowing on the early of February 6th, so people thought, oh, well, I guess the forecast is going to be wrong, and people, you know, went to work, and all of a sudden it came in like a wall of snow.
Political consultant Michael Goldman at that time was working in the Dukakis administration as communications director for the MDC.
I went out about 11:30 at night to see Revere Beach, which we had been told we had lost. We got about 3/4 mile from Revere Beach. Had to turn around and come back because we couldn't get near the water.
Coming up in my next report, more memories of the Blizzard of 78, 35 years later. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.